This is Eloy Ortiz Oakley, Chancellor of the California Community College System, and you're listening to another episode of the California Community College's Chancellor's Office Podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Dr. Tessa Carmen DeRoy, President of the California College Guidance Initiative. Tessa, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, as a system of colleges and as educators, we know that good counseling and proper placement are key to student success, particularly in their first year. And of course, the best way to determine where students should start off in college is to consider their academic performance, their interests, and goals in high school. So in today's podcast, we're going to discuss the California College Guidance Initiative, CCGI. It's a nonprofit housed within the Foundation for the California Community Colleges, and it helps high school students engage in meaningful college and career planning, while also giving colleges access to student high school transcripts in real time so that they can be placed into courses with appropriate levels of support that will enable them to succeed and that help them achieve their goals. Really important stuff, particularly right now, since the new governor and his team are talking about an intersect mail data system. So let's launch right into this, Tessa. California is one of only a handful of states that doesn't have a statewide longitudinal data system. When people talk about data systems, they're often thinking about aggregate level research and analysis. It often takes years before the findings translate into action that truly affects student outcomes. Our colleges need data to support placement of students and other decisions about students in real time. So there's a real need to adapt a solution that will enable all public education systems in California to work more closely together, more seamlessly together in support of students. So before we talk about the intersegmental data system that's been discussed by the governor, why don't you take a moment and just tell us, what is CCGI and what are you guys all about? What's your mission and vision for California?
Sure. So CCGI works with two primary objectives. One is to make sure that every high school senior in the state of California graduates with a clear goal for their post-secondary life and a plan for how they're going to achieve that. What is it that they want to enter into as a career? What's the appropriate program of study for them to pursue in order to get there? And our second objective is to make sure that data follows the student in real time so that both the student and the educators that are serving them can make the decisions that they need to make about all the things that you know are important about how, you know, whether or not they're admitted, what kind of placement they get, the guidance that they're receiving as they're transitioning from one system to another, and it even impacts their ability to get their financial aid in a timely way.
Great. So give us your thoughts about data systems, and particularly with the backdrop of the governor really making this a key issue in his platform as governor. Tell us more about how the work of CCGI fits into this larger framework and this whole discussion about data systems.
So there are a couple different things the state needs with respect to data. Certainly there is a need for us to be able to track the outcomes of different educational interventions and see what's happening with students as they progress across systems. But at the same time, we need the tools and the infrastructure from a data perspective to actually change those outcomes and the trajectories of students' lives. I think that from where we sit, if you start with students as the primary audience for that data system, and if you're looking at building a data system that helps smooth the transitions for them, you're able to always roll up that data and use it for analysis and research and all the other purposes that folks have in mind. My concern would be that if we build a system that is designed for research purposes and for aggregate level analysis, it's very, very hard to backwards engineer that into a place where we can use the data to support real-time decisions about students' lives. So where we fit. We are currently working with about 20% of the 6th through 12th grade students in the state, and we've really been a learning lab for how data can be utilized to smooth the path, both within K-12, helping students navigate towards their post-secondary goals, but then also as we move data to the higher ed segments. So at the point that a student applies, either to your system here in the community colleges or to the CSU, their data follows them at the moment of application. And that's super important for a couple different reasons. One is, one of the hardest things that any body of folks who are going to try and develop an intersegmental data system are going to face is how do you match these identifiers that we use within systems to talk about a specific student. With our system, we're able to do 100% match rate because students are actually, the match happens at the moment of application. So we know exactly which kid we're talking about and how they're referred to in each system. The other thing that I think that we've done that's been a good learning lab is that because the data is then following them in real time, we're actually having to navigate all the difficulties of how you match up the data sets and use mm-hmm. them in ways that support those important decisions for kids.
So for our listeners who aren't policy wonks or data geeks or researchers, if you were talking to just a parent of a student in a K-8 system, how would you describe what we're trying to accomplish with an intersegmental data system to that parent? How are we going to protect the identity of these students? How are we going to protect them from other privacy concerns that have been raised in the past? Talk to me as if I was just a parent and had no idea how this intersegmental data system worked. What is the benefit to my student in third grade?
Yep. So I think the best way to think of it, perhaps the best corollary, is medical records, mm-hmm. right? If you show up at a doctor's office and they don't know anything about your health history, it's very difficult for them to know how to diagnose whatever it is that you're presenting with and what it is that you might need. Similarly, as students move, but mostly across educational segments, right, if they don't have their records with them in a way that folks can make sense of, it's very hard to know what to do with them.
Right.
So I think medical records is a pretty good corollary for what a data system should seek to accomplish. From a privacy perspective, there are a million different ways that one can work to secure data. Mm-hmm. And primary among them is making sure that the only people who have access to that are the people who need to and who right. are in important decision-making roles and helping to support students through their path.
Are there states out there right now that you think are doing a good job with an intersegmental data system that we could look at and think about how it would work in California?
I think that because the primary push towards intersegmental data systems was a good 10 years ago, a lot of those systems are actually built on old technology that
right.
prevent them from being able to do the kinds of things that you can now do if you're building from scratch. So there are certainly, you know, we're one of very few states, as you said, that doesn't have some form of longitudinal data system. Most of those systems are built primarily for analysis mm-hmm. or are using data that's pretty old by the time you're trying to make a decision with it. Now it's a whole different game, right? With the technological advances that we've had, it's quite possible to be able to pull data in real time and do things that other states have never even tried to do.
Right. So let's talk about a real-time application. In the California Community Colleges, there was a recent piece of legislation that passed and was signed into law, AB 705, which significantly changed the way that we place students into transfer-level math and English and really relies on the academic performance of a student in high school. So starting in the fall of 2019, our colleges need to use a multiple measures model, which includes high school transcript data, to determine what classes a student can enroll in during their first year of college. This is obviously a huge shift from what we have done in the past. How does CCGI support these changes?
So again, at the point of application, if a student launches their application to the community colleges from within their college planning account on California Colleges, which is the platform that we run for the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 6th through 12th grade college and career planning platform with an embedded 6th through 12th grade planning curriculum. And at the moment that a student says, I would like to go to American River College because I want to pursue an automotive technology degree or
right.
certificate, or I would like to pursue criminal justice associate's degree for transfer. At that moment, they can launch their application from within the system that we operate, and we're able to move data over with their application in a format that makes it possible for you guys to say, this is the first class that this student belongs in.
Mm-hmm. Now, the community colleges have AB 705. I understand that California State University also has Executive Order 1110. So does CCGI support in a similar fashion the CSU?
We do, yeah. And we've been doing that for several years prior to the passage of Executive Order 1110. But the data was originally used primarily to determine admissions eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
And now the data is being used both for that and for those placement recommendations that are made for Executive Order 1110.
So I know in my experience with the community colleges and in our recent work, we have been engaged with CCGI, particularly in the Central Valley, which we have a great need to improve student outcomes, and certainly partnering with the CSUs in the Central Valley as well. I understand there's a campaign called College Next. Tell us a little bit about CCGI's involvement and how we're using the tools and services there in the Central Valley for all of the K-12 districts in that region.
Sure. So because both systems need data, And because under the previous gubernatorial administration, we knew that there wasn't going to be policy to support any kind of unified data system, we developed College Next with both system offices in an effort to create a proof point that if there's a unified message that K-12 receives about how best to prepare students for success in the community colleges and the CSU, mm-hmm. that K-12 was going to be most likely to participate. So starting this past summer, we launched the College Next campaign across the 10-county region of the Central Valley. We had wonderful communications go out from both you and Chancellor White supporting the participation of both the colleges in the region and their K-12 feeder districts. And when we launched the campaign in September of 2018, we had 70% of the school districts in the region participate in some initial informational meetings, and then 40% of them sign on to the campaign within the first few months. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really effective way of helping K-12 to understand what the importance of data moving from their systems to post-secondary is and how they can best prepare their students for successful transitions to post-secondary.
That sounds great. So as you're describing CCGI, it sounds like it's more than just about data sharing. Sounds like there's a lot more communication going on. Tell us more about the value of college and career planning and why CCGI's approach is to start that process as early as sixth grade.
So for students who are from families that don't have a history of participating in post-secondary education, it's a very confusing process. And we felt that it was important to begin early in middle school. So the curriculum that we've developed basically enables educators across school districts to have a baseline set of lesson plans that help students to build a vocabulary around what is college and what are the four systems of higher education in California, and mm-hmm. what's the difference between a certificate and a bachelor's and an associate's degree. And then to do some thinking about what they might want to do as they enter the workforce and become adults, and to try and align both their coursework in the K-12 experience and the other forms of preparation, different kinds of experiences, internships, serviced learning, all the things that they can do mm-hmm. towards that goal. So again, in middle school, it's a lot about building vocabulary and building understanding, and then it becomes increasingly transactional. So if they're a ninth grader and a 10th grader, they might be ensuring that if their goal is to go directly to a baccalaureate institution, they are pursuing the appropriate A through G coursework to do that. Mm-hmm. If their goal is to complete a career technical education pathway and move through that, that they're in the right courses. And then as they approach their senior year, they can use our system, again, to launch all their applications, including their FAFSA and their California Dream Act applications for financial aid. And on the back end of the system, it helps the educators to track which students are doing what, and to make sure that they're targeting the students who perhaps aren't as far along in their college planning process to make sure that they're taking the steps necessary to be successful.
Great. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you at least once or twice, where does a listener find information about CCGI?
So the best thing to do is actually to go to californiacolleges.edu, which is the web-based planning platform that we run on behalf of the state. I should say that this is a long-recognized need, that mm-hmm. California Colleges was something that was developed between all the different educators in the state in 1998. And it always wow. had the vision of providing both that counseling and guidance component as well as helping data move from system to system. The other place that one can find information about the California College Guidance Initiative is on the foundationccc.org website for the California Community Colleges, Foundation for California Community Colleges.
Great. So you talked about how students can use this and parents can use this to help guide students' progress toward being ready for the CSU or being ready for the University of California. Given that community colleges are, I mean, we accept the top 100% of students. how does CCGI help its partner high school districts help their students plan for being ready for college, not just in CSU and UC, but also in the community colleges? How does your tool help those high school students be ready to come to college regardless of where they're going?
Yeah. Rigor is important no matter what system the student wants to pursue education within. I mean, I think that a student who has taken rigorous coursework is going to be better prepared to complete a certificate program, is going to be better prepared to begin their education in the community college, is an excellent starting point for transfer if they want to pursue their baccalaureate in a more cost-efficient way. And I think our goal is really to make sure that students and families have visibility into mm-hmm. what their courses are preparing them for, and to ensure that educators themselves have tools. There's a remarkable lack of technological infrastructure in education. It makes it really hard. Most counselors don't have an easy way of seeing whether or not the courses they're placing students into are preparing them for their goals. So that's incredibly important. The other piece of it is that a large amount of the work is related to career exploration and really helping students to understand the relationship between the things that they are passionate about and the things that they are interested in and the kinds of careers that that might suggest would be a good fit for them. Mm-hmm. And not all students need to get a baccalaureate degree, right? My plumber makes more money than I do. So knowing that there are certificate programs, knowing what the various starting points are, and really trying to figure out what is the right fit for each student is the purpose of that guidance curriculum.
So as we begin to wrap up, given the governor's cradle to career platform, which I think certainly appeals to us in the community colleges, and we certainly support that direction, what are the two or three things that you would want to tell the governor about how CCGI can help meet the goals in his cradle to career goals and his platform?
So I think that, again, the most important thing is that you really have to start with your end user in mind, mm-hmm. right? And so being clear about what is the purpose of the data system is the first step. If we have tools that help us to study what the outcomes for students are, but we don't have the tools we need to help students improve their own outcomes and help educators to support them, that will leave us, I think, not a whole lot better off than we are right now. So from our perspective, a student-facing actionable data system, something that gives educators the data they need to make key decisions about the things that will help students succeed, should be the purpose of that data system. And you can't build that from a traditional longitudinal data system. You have to start with that student in mind.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for the time, Tessa. I really appreciate your viewpoint. And I really want to thank you for all the work that you're doing on behalf of all of our students. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you have been listening to the California Community College Chancellor's Office podcast. I've had the pleasure of talking with Dr. Tessa Carmen DeRoy, president of the California College Guidance Initiative. And you can visit that website at californiacolleges.edu. I recommend that every parent, student, educator visit that website. It's got a lot of useful information that will help guide any student through their path from K-12 to higher education and beyond. So again, you've been listening to the California Community College Chancellor's Office podcast. This is Eloy Ortiz-Oakley, Chancellor of the California Community Colleges, thanking you all for joining us for another episode. We'll talk to you again soon.
Be sure to join us for the next California Community Colleges podcast. This has been a California Community Colleges presentation.